Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I may have said that. Sometimes I get confused. You know, I'm old. Sarah Heiner is here. I'm excited to have her back on the show. She joins us on a regular basis to bring some of the news from the Bottom Line Personal Publication, from the Bottom Line Publications Company. Sarah, I need your website, please.
BottomLineInc.com. It'll gateway to it all.
Check it out, folks, and subscribe to their publication. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Sarah, if it's okay with you, I'm going to head in a direction that focuses on a recent blog post that you had on preparation. Now, I know that when you write about your things in your blog, I know that you work hard to make sure that what you write about is accurate. I do too. In my columns, I know that you do. You have your podcast where you interview people, and I know you may do a lot of preparation for that. Talk to us about why you think that's important.
Well, the routine every week, every Sunday night, it's the same conversation with my family. What should I blog about this week? And then at the same time, I was reading a book because I had a podcast on Tuesday. And my husband said, well, you're such a freak about your preparation. Why don't you write about that? And it's true. For every podcast, and I know how hard you work to be prepared, you know, and you're doing it every day. I'm doing a podcast once or twice a week. And it's so critical to me, and I've seen the payout of taking the time and effort. I read the guest's book. I do all the background. I make sure I understand the topic, so that I have a great basis of understanding. And I watch the impact that it has in my rapport with the guest. It has a much higher quality of product output. It builds my confidence when I do the preparation, right? Because what happens if you have a guest coming on, you have no idea what it is? You're winging it.
Right.
You're always entertaining. But when you know what you're going to talk about, when you've done your homework, then – you feel better. The product is better. The guest, whoever you're doing your work for, feels
honored.
Oh,
yeah. There's no question.
Right? They feel respected. And I heard that literally in my conversation on Tuesday, the guest said to me, wow, you really did do your homework. You really do understand this stuff.
Yeah.
That's
the biggest compliment you can get as an interviewer.
Yeah. It was huge. And in contrast, I have a fear of what's going on in the world of a, let me just get it done. Cross it off my list. It's good enough, right? I don't have to try the best. It's good enough. They won't worry about it. They won't notice. And I think that that's a really frightening and destructive thing for society.
Well, there's no question about it. And one of the things, I'm such a control enthusiast that I really want
that's
to make sure.
I
like succeeding. I don't want to fail. And I have this horror of not being prepared. It's a phobia of mine of not being prepared. And so if I'm giving a speech, if there's an important presentation I'm making, and it's customized for I customize it for that audience, I literally might spend 24 hours just on that, getting ready for that speech, for a 45-minute speech. I mean, I could do that easily.
Right.
And then practice. I go over it. I time it so that I know what's going on. Because the idea of not being able to, not being ready, not being prepared, that's my only nightmare. One of my nightmares that I have recurring is that I'm not where I'm supposed to be and I'm not ready. That's the only nightmare
I
have.
And it gives you, having that preparedness gives you so much more confidence.
No question.
Going into any situation. And I put in my blog, I talked about, you know, remember in high school when you'd read the Cliff Notes or you'd watch the movie instead of reading the book? Well, it's the worst thing you can do, right? Everyone knows the book is different than the movie. So you go in there and you're afraid, and then you have to live with this anxiety afterward of, oh, my gosh, I blew it.
Well, unless,
why don't you just put in the preparation and be ready in the first place?
Let's apply this to people who don't do what you and I do. And if you're calling on a customer, the idea that you don't know as much about them as humanly possible today with the Internet is nuts. If you're making 10 calls today, you need to have done research on 10 customers. If you're looking for a job, I had a kid come in here one time, a young kid came in here and to interview for a job, and I was talking to him, and he asked me what we did. I said, son.
Goodbye.
I said, you need to go home and do some homework and come back when you're ready. I sent him away. I didn't talk to him. He was there 3 minutes. He asked me what we do.
Yeah. It's crazy. I've had same thing. I have people who want to do business with me, and I've had job candidates. And I go, are you familiar with the publication? Well, no, not really.
Wow.
Like, how hard is it to do? I mean,
I was doing
in
homework.
In our day and age, when we were young.
I didn't have the Internet, and I still did what I could. I read magazines. I did whatever I could.
Yes.
Talk to the neighbors. So,
right.
Preparation.
No, it's beholden upon each of us to be prepared to get that homework done. And it's not that hard. It's two aspects of it, actually. Make the effort and care about the person you're going to be with. Like, if you care about what the other experience is going to be, then you want to do your
part. Sarah, there's a word here that we haven't used that's so important. Not only are you doing it for yourself, but it's an act of respect of the other person for the other person.
Yes.
Not only for what they've done, what they're about, but their time. It's respecting their time too, isn't it?
It's respecting their time and respecting who they are. In our case, where you and I are talking to other experts who have really achieved a lot.
Yep.
But with anybody, it's respecting their time.
Yep.
It's respecting yourself as well enough to want to do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Be
Sarah, thank
yourself.
You. I got to take a quick break. BottomLineInc.com?
You got it.
All right, so check it out. Quick break, Tintail, right back with our good friend Sarah Hines.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.